Welcome back to a special edition of the Business of Government Hour, a conversation with authors, exploring ideas for improving government effectiveness with Professor Sanford Borens, author of the IBM Center Report, The Persistence of Innovation in Government. Sandy, considering the landscape of public sector innovation over the past two decades, both its emerging landmarks and its unchanging contours, I'd be interested if you could briefly highlight recommendations you have for innovative practitioners.
Here are 10 recommendations for practitioners that I made in the report. And the underlying logic of the recommendations should be clear from many of my previous answers to questions in this interview. Here goes. First, prepare to collaborate. Second, most innovations have a number of known components, which I call building blocks. Use the building blocks in planning the innovation. Third, start with a comprehensive plan, but be willing to change it as circumstances dictate. Fourth, theoretical models found in the literature in your policy area are useful in planning innovations. Fifth, anticipate where you will encounter resistance to change. Sixth, in responding to this resistance to change, be both flexible and persistent. Seventh, define indicators of the success of your innovation and measure your progress. Eighth, find outside reviewers for your program. Ninth, be aware that the media are watching. Tenth, respond to your critics. One last recommendation I have. Read the report. It's available online from the Center for the Business of Government, and it's free.
Sandy, similarly, what recommendations do you offer to government executives who can influence an organization's climate for innovation?
Okay, I have four recommendations here for government executives. First, support the local heroes, the frontline and the middle management innovators. Second, protect public servants who are associated with unsuccessful innovations. If you throw them to the wolves, few other public servants will be willing to take the risks associated with innovation. Third, support communities of practice and other initiatives to promote interorganizational dialogue at the front lines. And then fourth, support performance management systems because they encourage innovative problem solving and they help you monitor how successfully your organization's innovations are.
Sandy, would you elaborate on the importance award programs such as the Harvard Kennedy School Innovation Awards play in encouraging, recognizing, and ultimately diffusing public sector innovation? How do such efforts represent a three-sided partnership with academics and practitioners, and what could be done to make this partnership more productive?
Okay. Awards programs, by providing external recognition, encourage public servants to tell the stories of the innovations they feel have been successful. Awards programs spread the word, and public servants in other organizations have an opportunity to learn about the innovations and possibly to emulate them. Where academics enter the picture is that they can analyze the innovations and add an extra dimension in terms of both understanding them and publicizing them. This analysis can involve case studies or the sort of statistical work that I do. The conclusions that academics draw and the recommendations they make should help would-be public service innovators. I think it's important for the awards programs to make their data in terms of the applications to their innovations easily and readily available to academics. And if they have the resources to provide support for academics to do the research. And I should say that the Harvard Kennedy School has been exemplary in this area. They've made their applications available to me and to many other researchers. And in my own case, they've provided generous research support so I could do the type of analysis that we've been talking about in this interview. Obviously, it costs money to hire people to do coding and statistical analysis, and the Kennedy School has been willing to pay for that. And it's their funding that made this report and the book that we're talking about possible.
Now, Sandy, what does the future hold in the area of public sector innovation and governing fables? What's next in these areas?
First, and this, I guess, is an addition to my answer to the previous question. One difference between the innovation research that came before me and my innovation research is that the initial work was case-oriented, in that scholars studied a particular innovation or a handful of innovations. And what I did that was different, and you might say innovative, was I looked at a large number of public sector innovations and used that large number to build a data set and to do statistical analysis of that data set. And I should say that that approach has stimulated other researchers who've also done quantitative analysis of applications to other innovation awards. I can think of instances of researchers doing that in China, in Canada, in Brazil, and in Great Britain. So this is sort of a trend that has caught on. And sort of at the same time, there's been another group of researchers looking at public sector innovation by doing sort of questionnaires of samples or large numbers of managers in public sector organizations. They've sort of gone out and asked them, you know, what have been your organization's initiatives in the last 2 or 3 years? And they've come up with results using a different methodology. And there have been many instances where my results based on applications to innovation awards and their results based on large surveys have been similar. And as far as research goes, that's a good thing. You know, if you're getting results that, if you're getting comparable results from different methodologies, then that strengthens your confidence in what the results are. There's a lot of scope for analysis using applications to innovation awards. Three possibilities, and these are things that I was only able to touch on in my book, but these possibilities would be documenting trends in the content of public sector innovation in each policy area. Second, learning about serial innovators, by which I mean people who have been associated with several innovations over the years. And third, learning about innovative jurisdictions. That is, jurisdictions that have been submitting a large number of applications to the innovation awards. A growing number of academics are studying public sector innovation, and I hope that I've provided some ideas and inspiration, especially for my younger colleagues, and I hope that they will follow up on some of these possibilities. As I've mentioned before, the Harvard Kennedy School has been very receptive to researchers in making its applications available to them to use as data in their research.
Sandy, thanks for joining me today. It's been a great pleasure.
And it's been a pleasure here. I'm always enthusiastic about talking about my research, and this has been a great opportunity.
This has been a special edition of the Business of Government Hour, a conversation with authors exploring ideas for improving government effectiveness with Professor Sanford Borens, author of the IBM Center Report, The Persistence of Innovation in Government. You may order or download a free copy of this or any IBM Center report at businessofgovernment.org. Be sure to join us next week for another informative, insightful, and in-depth conversation on improving government effectiveness. For the Business of Government Hour, I'm Michael Keegan, and thanks for joining us.
This has been the Business of Government Hour. Be sure to visit us on the web at businessofgovernment.org. There you can learn more about our programs and get a transcript of today's conversation. Until next week, it's businessofgovernment.org.